Management and staff of Guardian Radio.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from
Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro.
Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blank check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days, break telling greedy. Way I doing the best I can, trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people. I from
Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro.
Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely fine. So
Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro.
Baton, I say up and running. Charlie Brown say my show boy don't ever give in. 7 years of farming, watch the crops them coming. True, they see a humble thing, the lion sleeping. But they ain't for no reason, reason. Only God that I believe in, living. Watch them only pass through for a season, season. Cutlass, I go weed them, weed them. I represent the ghetto people. I from
Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro.
Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely fine. So
Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Bro, bro.
Oh, my son, that boy, what happened? Huh? Straight to the Baton, boy, from Baton. What are you doing to me, man? Oh, look. Again?
I represent Bahamian people. I from
Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro.
Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely fine.
Smoke Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro.
Good night, Bahamas, and welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I am your host, Valentino Braun, a.k.a. Scoochie or Scrooge, or Daddy, host of the talk show Inside the Inner City that will mass every Friday at 6:30 to 8 p.m., except holidays. Telephone numbers tonight are 323-622-3253-16-325-4259. And again, it's always a pleasure to use the airwaves that God has blessed me to make some changes in the country when it comes to a lot of problems we face in the country. There are small problems over the years, and we have let it keep on developing. Now there are big problems in our country. So in order for us to get a fresh start, we have to solve the small problems in our country, which eventually will lead to creating greater opportunities for the future generation of the Bahamas, from the old to the young, straight down to the nipples, means the baby. Because we have to create an environment where our loved ones who have contributed, paying national insurance and paying taxes 50, 60 years. Some of them don't get nothing in return. And we have our government institute that has failed to adjust that we have a growing population in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And as we have a population, we're supposed to understand that we have to keep on expanding the healthcare, whether it comes to ambulance, transportation, coming up with creative ideas on how we can connect the family islands, planning to see how we could assist individuals who would have emergencies when it comes to health by putting strategic locations where we could put air travel, air ambulance. I'm referring to, we also supposed to have major developments on the family islands where we could also have fire stations and et cetera. And like I say, slow progress, we have failed to really develop the country going forward in the last 52 years in the Commonwealth of Bahamas. We have failed miserably, but you know, pressure from media, pressure from citizens who have the opportunity to use their airwaves and see the problems. And then the problems are exposed when incidents happen around the country, when it comes to probably a leaking bed in the hospital, or when it comes to crime, mass shooting, or when it comes to certain corruptions in high places. We'd see incidents where, you know, senior officers being questioned and charged before the courts for serious offenses, so et cetera. So today's show, you know, we want to talk about some of the failures that are small, but if we paid attention to it instead of always not giving account to say we have a problem, but when party officials are met with criticism on statistics, they seem to always have an answer. In other words, they will never say it's no, or we have a problem. It's always, you know, a response they would come up with. And overall, because of the politics of the governing party, members of the party would be afraid to speak out because, you know, it would be against party protocol, even though most individuals who hold these positions, they would like to speak out, but again, they could be victimized. And a prime example is when we had former member of parliament, who was one of the youngest elected to the House of Assembly, when he defied former Prime Minister Hubert Alexander Minnis. We saw that he, when it came to, I think there was a vote in the House of Assembly, and Travis Robinson voted against it. And because of that, he was demoted. So, and that was a clear indication of being outspoken. Even though you want to do the right thing, it's hard to do the right thing, but it takes a real individual, you know, who is outspoken. But sometimes being outspoken, you know, speaking for what's right is the right thing to do, you know, even though you might get criticized and et cetera. But, you know, you have to stand up for what's right, despite the criticism. I know it's a tough, tough decision, and many people would go against you for speaking out, you know, against what is right. And most people are afraid to do that, even though they have their best intention of speaking out. And my talk today is going to be about the latest jobs blip. That's what Michael Akitas, is responding to when there was a data release last week showing the unemployment level in the country has skyrocketed. And we have the Honorable member of parliament who is doing an extraordinary great job, who I highly respect, the Honorable Pia Global Role. She also responded to it. So we have two members of parliament respond to the statistics that was published both in The Guardian and The Tribune concerning the high unemployment. And we want to talk a little bit about that. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the marijuana legislation, where we see the Honorable Minister Jimbo Campbell, Minister for the constituency of Centerville. I think he's in charge of Bomsey. He and the government is looking for a part of land to start to cultivate this new marijuana enterprise. And in response to that, we have the Minister of National Security, the Honorable Wayne Monroe, who is a representative for the constituency of Camp Road and et cetera. He made a response to the general public, advising the general public to do not be excited and think that you could go smoke dope. He is making a plea to the general public that you still can be persecuted for marijuana possession. So he's letting you know that it's still against the law to have the substance of marijuana. You still can be put before the court and get a fine. I think they have some misdemeanor laws in place now to make it not a criminal offense. I think you start to pay a fine, I'm not too sure, but I think that's the step we're taking. But he is making it clear to the general public that it's illegal to have marijuana in your possession, and you cannot smoke it. You will be put before the court if the authorities, which means the police, were to come across you anywhere in Arsenal Providence. Be advised. So we can start the show today. Excuse me. We're going to talk about the latest statistics concerning the unemployment level in the country. I don't know which one I'm going to start with, but let me start with this one first. I'll read from the Tribune, then I'll read the expected reversal of job split. That is The Guardian, and that's by Minister of Economics Affairs, the Honorable Michael Aikides. And then we're going to have Pia Global Rule, who also sent a response to what they're calling a blip of the unemployment numbers in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Okay, so let me read from the Tribune. We have here, jobless rate hits 10.8%. 30% are underemployed. 28% of men are underqualified. The Bahamas Chamber of Commerce Labor Chief branded the 52% increase in unemployed workers during the 7 months to January 2025 as pretty scary. Peter Godie, who represents the private sector on the National Council that handles all labor matters, told Tribune Business the latest workforce data unveiled by the Bahamas National Statistics Institute, BNSI, highlighted that we have a very difficult situation in our country and the urgent need to fix the education system from the bottom up. Okay. In response to that, we have the Honorable Pia Global Rule responding to that. Let me see, right. I have the paper here. Sorry for that. Okay. The labor record as unemployment jumped to 10.8% in the first quarter of 2025, insisting the rise reflects a mismatch between skills and available jobs rather than a shortage of opportunity. In response, comes after the administration spent late 2024 tooting the NSI, reporting showing an 8.7% jobless rate, the lowest in 16 years before. Let me go to page 4. Unemployment rose to 9% in the fourth quarter and 10.8% in the first quarter of 2025. A Ministry of Labor and Public Service statement acknowledged the finding of the Bahamas National Statistics Institute, BNSI, which shows 25,925 Bahamians were unemployed between January and March, an increase of nearly 9,000 since late 2024. The ministry believed that the figures also reflect seasonal layoff and sectoral contraction, particularly in construction and tourism, and as well as more Bahamians entering the workforce with participating climbing to 76%. Labor Minister Pia Global-Rowell said the challenges is not job creation, but unemployability. It is not simply the jobs are available, she said. Hundreds of openings exist in our Department of Labor database that we have been unable to fill. The real challenge lies on building and aligning skills with the opportunities on offer. That is why this administration has been proactive in investing in training, apprenticeship, and new pathway to ensure Bahamians are ready for the job of today and tomorrow. She pointed to initiatives such as the National Apprenticeship Program, piloted in construction and maritime sector, the Bahamas Polytechnic Acceleration and Training, BPATH, which allows students to earn career certification, the Creative and Performance Arts School, CAPAS, and the expansion of the Bahamas Technical Vocational Institute, BTVI, in Abaco, Eleuthera, and Exuma. The minister also cited the launch of the National Productive Task Force mandate to lay the foundation for a National Productive Council to address efficiency and workforce shortfalls, but the government stressed that the GDP growth and record low unemployment in the late 2024 show strong fundamentals. Private sector leaders warn the latest data exposes deep structural weakness. Peter Goody, labor chief from the Bahamas Chamber of Commerce and a representative on the National Council, branded the 52% increase in jobless workforce over 7 months is pretty scary. And he said, we are in a very difficult situation. Okay. You know, the minister, Ms. Global-Rowell, she, like I said, she's doing a phenomenal job as minister. And she is responding to the statistics that were addressed by the media and in the newspaper by both the Tribune and Guardian. And she responds. You know, she talked about the statistics. She talked about the training that the government is looking to expand. She's saying that the jobs are there, but qualified workers are not. You know, that's, you know what I mean? It's like, again, I say we were not planning, you know? If only we were not planning, government's coming, they come and they just govern, but they're not thinking out the box to span BTVI all over the country from 2000 came in. BTVI supposed to be in every community in the country. Small business supposed to be in every community in the country. Okay? Far as I'm concerned, to give the people the opportunity in their respective community to fight back for the opportunity that would be presented right there in their respective communities, so that they have no excuse to say, I had an opportunity. Okay? You put these mechanisms in place. The member of parliament who runs the community should sit down with people who have creative ideas and planning to work with, who have these type of ideas. And this kind of ideas have been given to this country for many, many years. I've always told that we need BTVI in each community and the family. Don't you see it's happening? How many things have I said on the show from the inception that I talked about on this show? And then when you read the newspaper, you see it's happening. More like, I'm the prime minister, it's cheaper. I should be the one running the country, because many of the ideas and some of the callers calling to talk about is actually happened. Every time I listen to this conversation, I see the things that, you know, is said on the show, is be written down and applied. So I know we're making sense, you know? So opportunities need to be widened in these inner city communities. That's the reason why, okay? That's the main reason why. The hospital is supposed to be expanded. We're supposed to have 2-3 hospitals a long time, you know, with a growing population of Bahamians living in the country. Every government comes in and is supposed to do a survey and say, hey, the population is growing. You know, let's expand the hospital. Let's find one lot, couple acres, and see if we could take the pressure off Princess Margaret Hospital. And also, let's see how we could create more opportunities for a lot of doctors and nurses who are, and practitioners, and start to build more, like, build a children's hospital to take the pressure off Princess Margaret Hospital, for instance. See, none of these politicians are thinking, you know. The children take up most of the time at the Princess Margaret Hospital. The children and the elders, right? And then we know we have a high violent crime issue in our country, where we have close to 100 murders every year. So the accident emergency. So if we build a children's hospital, separate that from the main hospital, we'd give a lot of doctors and nurses, whether it's eye doctors, air doctors, whatever doctors would be available there, and they would be able to deal with the kids. Then we need a hospital for the elderly. Just deal with the elderly. We just need a hospital for the elderly. Like the Prince of Market Hospital, let it be for the elderly. We have one hospital for the kids. We have one hospital for the elderly. And then we have one for oxygen emergency. So doctors who are trained in oxygen emergency, they to oxygen emergency, they know exactly what they need to do with the oxygen emergency. We don't need to take no one who gets shoot to carry them to the children's hospital, okay? Because we have the staff and the facility to deal with that. Now, mind you, we could have a special wing onto the children's hospital in case there's emergencies at Princess Margaret Hospital and someone gets shoot. We can revoke that patient to that hospital. So this is the way how we're supposed to think. That's why when I listen to these politicians, they ain't thinking for the Bahamian people. You understand? They're not thinking for the Bahamian people. A young man like me can see what the country need, you know? And a lot of people say, man, screw you, man, you need to try going politics, you know? You know something? If God spared my life, because I probably could make a difference sitting down with whoever lead, whatever party, and could sit down and be a person who has creative idea. I don't be the minister of creative idea and has the power to make the creative ideas come to fruition. I won't be the creative idea minister who has ideas that make sense. Like, we need a kids hospital. We need bombs in this community. You know, and you have a group of thinkers, creative, who would say to the prime minister, boss, there's a growing population. We need these ambulances. We need to build a clinic this way and the Exuma. We need to build a clinic this way. You know, garbage trucks need to be situated in the communities on a regular time. I think we need 10 garbage trucks. So that's kind of position. What a person like myself would like to hold, where we could get on the ground. Like,
also deal with housing. You know, all this is one thing. You know, one department, and all we're doing is looking for providers, and we're not just getting ideas. We are making it happen. You know, as quick as possible. It might be difficult in some avenues, but I think this the step we need to take. You know, we don't expand the Bahamas. You know, like I said, we was at Capital Hospital. We are on that step now. Okay. So again, shout out to my boy Elroy and Omar, businessman on down there, the sign shop on Wolf Road. You know, they're sitting there listening now, but big up. So the jobs that both ministers play a global role, and Michael Akitas are defending. Let me just voice to say this. I'm going to be the voice to say this. There are so many people out of work, regardless of those statistics and how they say it's increased. It was always a high unemployment level in the country. Besides the statistic, besides what the government of the Commonwealth said, I live in an inner city community, and everyone is poor. Huh? Everyone is poor. If certain individuals who don't get their government contracts, they're the ones who are doing a little better, okay? A little better, because, you know, they're getting their government contracts, so they're able to make a few dollars to help one or two places, and say the ones who are stable. Ain't nothing else happening in the country. All right? Government employs close to about 90% of persons in the country. Private sector next. You understand? So when it comes to that statistic about unemployment, and I understand where Pia Global Role is coming from. She's saying the jobs are there, but we have unskilled workers. We have unskilled workers. It's because we don't have the opportunity and investment to train the individuals in their respective community. Most people are not going to come with their community to go to BTVI on Soldier Road. That is an impossible task. It's not going to happen. Only a few will do that. But you need to provide these opportunities in your respective community in order for people to have access to it. And you must understand that, okay? So the government has failed to properly train the generation of kids coming out of school, because mostly these kids. You know, they go to school, they learn English, they learn maths, they learn all of these grades, right? When they come into school, what job market they're going to? People don't even want to go in the police force no more. They don't want to go in the defense force no more. Why? They're saying that the police force is undermined. They're pleading for persons to come and join the police force. They're pleading people to come and join the defense force. Reason why? It has to be a reason why. That means the morals, eh? And people are not interested. And it could be because of what's going on with the Royal Bahamas Police Force and what's going on with the Royal Bahamas Defense Force. We just look in the papers, we see today where our officer, you know, who is still being investigated, was treated badly by his senior superiors. You know, where's the check and balances? You know, young officer, you know, is alleged, but he made his complaint. He said it's before the tribunal of the defense force, but he says that he wants to file a criminal complaint again to the Royal Bahamas Police Force because he feels that he is not going to get justice and is going to be swept under the rug because they are dealing with some senior defense force officers. It's in the newspaper. So things like that, you know, we need checks and balances, you know, because abuse of power is a very serious thing in our country. Many of our senior officers and politicians get away with a lot of illegal stuff because they are protected, and then they feel that they have this position that they can't be touched because they are people, it's the PLP, or their people is there for them, and they got the lawyers on their side, they get the judges on their side, they know the commissioner of police, they know the, you know, this how this work. So people like that would use their position of power to take advantage of other individuals in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And you, the Bible tells you, when you're powerful, also be merciful, you know. And there are some people out there who have attitude problems, who's respectful on the job. So it could be a two-way street, you know. One could be right and one could be wrong. So you got to listen to both sides of the story. Sometimes it's three times to the story, you know. So unemployment is high in the country, you know. And if Pierre Glorwald said what she said what we have been saying all along, unskilled. The jobs are there, but unskilled. And a lot of Bahamians are not interested because these jobs are not presented to them. She said you have to go to the Ministry of Labor. Many Bahamians ain't going to no Ministry of Labor because they ain't have the funds, and they know it's a bunch of bureaucracy to go to the Ministry of Labor only to get turned around back and forth. You understand? It's serious, man. You know? And the Minister of Labor should be available in each community, you know. It don't want to be in every each community, you know. It could be in the surrounding community. It could interconnect between two communities where the community residents can walk, like social service and stuff like that. Like how they expand national insurance in the inner city community. They need to start to keep on expanding these institutes in the country. I'm going to play some clips. But unemployment is very high in the country. No government is going to be able to provide employment for the 5,000 students coming to the school area and for the thousands of Bahamians out there right now looking for work. There's no government that can provide an opportunity for those Bahamians who are out of work right now. But I bet you I could muster up a plan that could lead to them being a business owner or to be a highly skilled technical individual, he or she. Okay. I'm going to take this one call, and then I'm going to play this clip. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside the Inner City.
Yes, good. Jay, I want to address this unemployment thing, right?
Yeah, you could. Go ahead.
You know, the government is always crying about the shortage of workers in construction. Let's say just in construction. See, these people, a lot of these people make contributions. They never done construction in their life. You know, they're not tradesmen. They don't have construction skills, you know, but they want to make contributions, you know. I've been in construction for 50 years, 45 years. I started out as an electrician. Right, I had some issues, and then after my issues was over, I went into the general construction. I started as a mason helper. I was a mason helper for 1 week before I bought tools, became a semi-skilled mason. You know, I then went on as a while learning mason to learn carpentry. You know, and plumbing, I learned the plumbing too. Nobody did nothing, and I didn't, you know, and I may pick up something from them, you see. And the issue is, I know about construction and workers in construction, apprenticeship in construction. You see, you know, I went to Queens College, right? I didn't do well in school, and you know why I didn't do well? Because I didn't put the effort into it, you know. And I mean, at home, you know, but the teacher would put on my report that I lack effort. But without explaining to my parents what the lack of effort, you know, what was needed because of, you know what I mean, to deal with the lack of effort. But just as I didn't put no time into it, you know, but now what they doing is putting all the excuses. The government is making excuses for putting all the blame on the parents.
No,
and that's
man.
Not right.
No, the government can't put no blame on the parents because the government has failed to execute BTVI, to execute. They have failed to put small business in each community. They have failed to with the trading classes inside the school. They have failed because they're supposed to expand it and keep improving on it year after year because we have a growing population of Bahamians coming to the school every year. So they're supposed to keep on developing these institutes. Simple as that.
See, schools.
Simple as that.
No, see, kids be in school for how long? 8 hours.
Yes.
Or let's say 6 hours. You know, excuse for a kid not being able to do math, basic math. or English. So they be in school and not teaching the kids. See, at QC, you know, your boss, he went to QC, and he talked about how they did, everybody did metal work. They did woodwork. You understand me? They were introduced to the trades.
Yes.
And they had workshops. They had materials. But when you go to the government schools, it's not so.
They don't have the equipment.
Don't have the equipment. Don't have the teachers. You understand me? And see, you know, when the government is saying they need foreign masons, that's the excuse for them to bring foreign, to give out work permits. You understand what I'm saying? And for each mason, you need a cop, you need a helper.
Yes.
For each company, you need a helper.
Mm.
You understand me? You need helpers and helpers, like I said, to become masons.
Yes.
They learn on the job. And the problem with the Bahamians, they don't want to pay the Bahamians.
No, they can't pay. They don't want to pay the Bahamians. $260 right. Can't wait
for
the Bahamians.
For livable wage, they got to go to this tripartite council.
Yes.
You know, with the labor, with the unions and the labor board and the employers.
Yeah.
But look at these people in construction, they're not unionized.
Yeah.
So where's the union that is representing them?
What?
You understand me? You understand what I'm saying? They're trying to duck paying a livable wage so Bahamians to go out there and work. See, you know, even if you didn't do well in school, you can't read, you can't write. You understand me?
Yes,
you
I don't.
Do math, there's still many jobs.
There's the tourism industry. There's the junk industry. We could make millions in this country. There's no reason to be, no one to be unemployed in this country. With the volume of tourists and the junk trade alone, you could be so creative and create all type of jobs out of these two industries.
I'm not even talking about. I'm talking about doing things that been around for ages. Well, you notice how many immigrant maids in this country? What I'm saying is that they bring in immigrant maids, they don't want to pay them a livable wage. How could you bring in any worker and not pay a worker a livable wage? And there's no excuse. You can't say, well, they can't read or they can't write. They're just maids. You could train any... And what about everybody that work in the stores? You know, the cashiers, the shelf boys, the people that pack in the groceries. You don't want to pay them a livable wage?
So how things supposed to change?
Their jobs are that they want. They don't want to pay the workers. They want slaves and make and you know who bears the burden? The Bahamian.
I want the Bahamian people to know this. See, listen to me. I can say this again. Well, this is what people need to understand. I've been around a lot of business people, right? And I started to get understand certain things. I talked with some of the richest set of people in the country because they want to meet me. And they sit down and they meet with them. Here's what I get to learn. What you need to learn. The Bahamas is a corporation, my brother. You understand? The United States of America is a corporation. Y'all, just like I run Zadness, the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, he is the what executive of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Why you have the executive title? This is a corporation. So what we're looking for as Bahamians here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, and we're looking for equality, and we're looking for better. Let me tell you something. Go out there and make it happen for yourself, because that's what the rich people tell me. They say, if you want ownership in this country, get land or go start a small business or work for somebody for 5-10 years, save some money, and go into a business
and develop
your business.
Let me tell you something.
Boy,
businesses need workers.
Hey, listen. There's no, listen. Workers come in with the business.
Right.
Because in the business, it's a trickle-down effect. See,
right.
Listen.
So
that means...
My point is that... You gotta take care of the workers.
Yeah, listen again. You ain't hear they saying. Listen again. Listen. Hold on, see? You ain't listening. I saying you, as a business owner, you can take care of the workers. You could start your own small business created.
Right.
And you don't want to... Oh, listen again. Stop.
Hey,
again, listen
what
I'm saying. Listen again. What I'm trying to explain to you. I talk to all of Miss Elaine Penn that I'm going bamboo shop, all these people who get all these businesses and stuff, and I see why they were so successful.
Okay.
And they're paying their workers good.
Okay.
Okay. They're paying their workers good.
Why can't everybody pay the workers good?
Listen again.
You're getting the government mixed up with private sector. You can't tell Raleigh who run this small little store. You don't know his income coming in. You don't know how much.
Again, I'm not disagreeing with you,
but you're still sticking on the fuck. I'm trying to show you how to get out of the situation we're in. You're still talking about the workers. I'm saying to you, if you want a business, again.
I hear what you're saying, right? You're saying all the people need to do is open a business.
I ain't saying all people need to do is open a business. You don't know what could come out of a business, my brother.
Right, so business needs workers. That's what I'm saying to you.
The business.
And the workers need to live. You got to take care of the people who work in your business.
You hear what I'm saying to you? I'm saying to you, telling you the same thing. You ain't listening.
Right. And the problem is,
buddy, you ain't listening, man. You talking, but you ain't listening. I tell you, you ain't listening. Anyway, you ain't listening, man, brother. I'm telling you, if you want your way out, you're talking about livable wage. That's the government livable wage. The private sector. Private sector, some private companies pay their staff good. We can't say, but that's the government would get the minimum wage of 260. But private sectors, everyone who pay everyone 260, you know. That's what I want people to understand. That's the job. That's for the whole country, the 260. But you go inside a construction job, they don't pay you 260 if you use a BMW skin. Some niggas making $700,000, $800,000, $900,000, $2,000, $3,000 if you're scaling, you get your certificate and you know the right set of connections. The 260, what he's talking about, that's what government's done. That yes, I agree. Everything he is saying. But I'm saying if you want to get yourself out of the position, I tell you, I talk to all the rich people in the country and they say, brother, the Bahamas is a corporation. That's what we're looking for government, but government is a corporation, bro. You know who we are? Let me watch this. You know who we are? We are consumers. The government need us. We still enslaved. Who you think paying all the taxes? Y'all don't get this. We are the consumer. Just like you go in the Super Value food store and be shopping to buy corn, beef and tuna. The government doing the same thing to us, my brother. It's a business. When y'all can get this in your head, I'm trying, I couldn't believe it till they sit down and understand. It's a business. President Trump is the executive. Listen to Barack Obama. He telling you he worked for certain people he can't even question. This is a business. These places are business. The only place in the country in the business is England. But everyone else, what we call the colonies, wherever the French are, they was colonies. You know what he says? Businesses for the French and English Empire. We as individuals and the government itself is a representation of them. That's why we keep on paying taxes. That's what people want to say. Why think we can't pay taxes? If we're so free, why are we still paying taxes? So it means we are business. And if you are an individual in this country, yes. But anyway, let me play this thing on. Hear what I'm talking about. See? Caller, got my second, and I'm glad you're coming right now. I'm going to play something to you, and that's what I'm talking about right now. That's what you need to do. You got to be creative. There's a lot of business out there. And a business can turn into anything. And you call it a trickle-down effect. I was listening to a Miss Pender who owned Balmusha. And when people work for her, she'd give you a certain amount of time to work for her, and she would help you get your house. In some cases, I heard this from a few individuals. The rail fired. So the people who own these businesses, they could help you as well if you was a good worker. And eventually, you can learn off these people and start your own business. I always say this. Why would you want to work in Kentucky, right, and don't learn the recipe to go start your own little small Kentucky Fried Chicken home? Why would you want to work to Bahama, knowing in the kitchen, coming all kind of gourmet chef food and all this stuff? But yet still, you cook into some of the most richest set of people in the world. But yet still, you want to go open your own little small restaurant. And you still break. Think out the box. I'm going to play this little clip, then I'm going to take you a call, caller. I can go, Raleigh.
Yeah, you got a problem, Marco.
All right, what I'm saying now is the problem is, right, you keep riding on the car without putting water or cooling inside it. You understand what I'm saying?
Two viral dance videos. So she went to some...
Sorry, this is a young gentleman.
And laugh
Out Loud restaurant reviews.
I always consider to myself, Ash, you need to hit the gym. Ash, you need to lose weight. Ash, you need to be more serious about this weight loss journey.
Ashy TV is taking Bahamian TikTok by storm, amassing over 34,000 followers and racking up more than 877,000 likes across his videos. The creative force behind the camera is 19-year-old Ashton Ferguson, a young content creator who knew from early on that he wanted to build his own path to success.
If you feel like you could do something, just do it. The world evolving, you understand? So, day like back then where you have to be a plumber or mechanic or something to make it, it's a million ways to make money now. You understand? You could do all type of stuff, just believe inside yourself and don't listen to what no one else say. Only you know what's best for you.
Ashton started creating content while still in high school, inspired by other social media stars who were making their mark online.
I really get started from watching other BMA creators like Christian Adam G. So that's the inspiration to me for real. That's who I used to watch growing up. And I said one day I just want to do what he's doing.
He posted his first video back in 2020 and people loved it.
People that like it the first time, a lot of people was telling me like, well, you're going to blow up one day, this, that. And I'm on the way to doing it now.
And how does it feel 5 years later to grow such a following, people enjoy your content?
It feels good, you know, but I feel like I could do more, a lot more. I could have been way more further than what I is now, but
so what do you think
I still get into it. I say sometimes a little bit laziness, but one day I can get it.
Now he's turned his passion into a paycheck, securing sponsored posts and partnerships. But Ashton admits the hustle is real.
You don't get paid from the ops and stuff, but you could set your own price, really. If someone wants you to promote their business and stuff, you could set your own price. You could tell them whatever you want to tell them.
And how does it feel to like be your own boss and decide this is what I'm going to do today? What does that feel like, that level of financial independence?
I ain't gonna lie, it's kind of hard, because some days you don't make nothing, some days you make a lot of money, but you just got to deal with it. You got to be prepared to, you know, realize, like, boy, you ain't gonna always have it every time. You just got to be a hustler.
Despite the ups and downs, Ashton keeps pushing by posting daily, sharing the funny, relatable moments of his life, and hoping to turn social media success into something even bigger. Reporting for the Guardian News Network, I'm 42.
So again, opportunities. He learned from somebody. Now he's doing his own thing. It's opportunities out there. So that's what I'm talking again about, a small business. You understand? You see what I'm talking about, Wally? He learned from somebody in the band. You know, he noticed that sometimes he don't have no customers, eh? But it rough, eh? The struggle is real, you know? And then eventually, if he keep at it, you know, somewhere down the line in there, he would find something that is useful to him, and he would continue and be successful as long as he don't give up. That's the only thing I'm saying to you. All right, I'm going to play one more clip. I'm trying to look for that. Let me see. Yeah. So, again, I also want to talk about the marijuana the incident that happened, the incident happened where a young man, you know, he was shot by police. And I want to play the recording of what his mother said and to show you that. Not to be biased. In this incident, no, his life was lost. Okay? I gotta find it. His life was... His life was lost in a police shooting. Okay? And it resulted in him losing his life. He was a wanted suspect, but I wanna just play the clip with this. How his mom talked about it. You know, I want to just let y'all listen.
The man who was shot and killed by police on Saturday is 27-year-old Jerome Heald,
According to his mother, Bridget McKenzie, McKenzie says her son was on the run from the law for attempted housebreaking. She says police had visited her house 7 or 8 times looking for him recently. She says she last saw him on Saturday when he snuck to visit her.
JJ had been on the run for about a month. I couldn't get him to go in because the 27. I tried at least over 2-3 times and he said, "Mommy, I ain't
going." According to police, Heald was fatally shot after he produced a firearm and engaged officers. Reports are that it was after 3 p.m. on Saturday when officers from Operation Ceasefire were responding to an armed robbery that took place in the Robinson Road area. As officers got near to Miami Street, they observed a vehicle fitting the description of the vehicle involved in the incident, with two males inside. They say the men sped away towards Washington Street, where Heald got out and had a shootout with officers, leading to his death. Officers say they found a firearm, a quantity of ammunition, and a substantial amount of cash, believed to be taken during the armed robbery.
JJ was fun, kind, loved to work, but when he ain't working, he used to be itchy.
Just hours before he was killed, Heald's mother says he insisted on seeing her. The hair braider says her son took out a wad of cash and gave her $50 and said he was going to pawn some jewelry. She was happy to see her son, but she knew it was unwise for him to be there, with police on the hunt for him.
I know he was wanted, couldn't get him in, it had me feeling like shaky too, so I would be like, JJ, why are you doing this to me? I said, look like how you trying to make me out, and then it hurt me in a way. I'm saying, come on. He said, Mommy, I have to see you though, okay? I said, but you put me at risk. He said, Mommy, but I have to see you.
McKenzie doesn't have any photos of her son, except for a photocopy of his NIB card, and his voter's card that she says she misplaced while moving around on Monday. She admits that her son stole a lot, but she says she didn't know him to be an armed robber.
But the part of them being a robber, my son was not a robber. He was a thief. He would thief things. He'd break in. He's known to be a thief in the courts. But have a gun and rob? I know nothing but that part.
McKenzie wants to know if her son's killing was captured by body camera and how many times he was shot. Reporting for the Guardian News Network, I'm Jared Higgs.
You know, when you hear stories like that, you know, it's kind of sad, you know. A mom, you know, you can see she's struggling, you know. Like, the struggle is real, you know. You can't say she's a bad mom, you know. You see who's speaking. The father's not dead. I don't know if the father living or passed away, or if he is involved in the child's life, the young gentleman's life. You know, you heard that, you know, he was on the run. Must be for house breaking or armed robbery. Okay, and you know, he know his time. Hey, Wally, he know his time was up. Because I can say this now, the young guys out there, you know, going against the police, you can lose. You ain't gonna win because the police recruit officers every year. Your time on the street as a bad boy is gonna be short, especially when the police is gonna look for you. Because everyone you know is going to go against you. You might be on the run for a little while, but eventually you get catch, money can run out, you get pulled over, traffic stop, something could go wrong. You know, sad reality about life, you know. He know he was going, you know. He know he's going to die, you know. Sorry to say it, because the life he was living, you know, because you never know what he was involved with. You never know who you hurt, you understand? And a person who is involved in those kind of activities, he know the damage he does. And you know, if the police are looking for you, you know, and you don't want to go back to jail. Before, my friend Simon Mujer McKenzie, you know, he got shot about 15, 17 times from one of his gang rivals. He came to me and, you know, he asked me how I got out. It's like how I got away from the gang life when I was one of the leaders, because I lead him as well. You know, he used to follow me before he took over the group. You understand? Because I retire. And he probably passed on, you know, that's how it is in the community, you know. You have your time run out, you get tired of the police, you get tired of getting shoot out, ain't nothing happened for you. You understand? You know, some of us went into selling drugs, you know, people wouldn't notice about me, but I went into selling drugs. You know, after I came out of the gang, I went into selling drugs. So that's why
I know the strugglers out there. So Mujer asked me how I got out. I told him, I just say I ain't messing with you guys no more. I ain't messing with you, I ain't messing with Chucky, I ain't messing with your brother, you and I ain't messing with nobody no more. I say, I'm going around the corner, they're gonna sell my drugs, you guys just stay away. Why talking like that is not to promote this, you know, it's just the way how it is in the inner city community. You know, most young guys who are involved in the street, who come for hard risk, like the same young gentleman who lost his life, because he don't want to go back to jail, all right? Most guys don't want to go back to jail. They rather die than to go back to jail. So there's some serious individuals out there who are doing serious crime, and we need to find a better way on how we can empower them, you know? The unemployment we talked about earlier, that play a global role, Rich is right for her to defend the government, and Michael Akitas is right to defend the government. They have their statistics on what the government is providing when it comes to fast jobs. But there's a real world out there. And there's a world out there where the thousands of Bahamians have nothing to do. They're unemployed, they have no skills, and they're just lingering around the streets. And all of this, they're taking turns going into illegal activities. You know why most people sell drugs? You know why I went into drugs and why so many other people go into drugs out there? Because we all business-minded. We want to make money. So the way to make money, if you in a gang, you want to sell drugs. You have a couple of options. Sell drugs, be a hitman, see, or be an armed robber. See, these things when you come, when you involved in the gun world. Either you're going to sell drugs, either you're going to be a hitman, or you're going to be an armed robber. That's, and if you look at it, all of them are professions, but they're just illegal professions. You understand? Everyone wants an opportunity. And I'm saying this to you because that's how it was. I went into selling drugs. I was never involved in armed robbery. You understand? So we have to provide better opportunities. I'm not saying that. Or you chose that life. Sometimes in these inner city community, there are no other options. That's why a guy would come out of jail. In every community, Wally, in Nassau, you get about 5 or 10 drug boys who selling drugs. And they ain't selling drugs to go out there and cause violence, you know. They selling drugs because it's the only way they can survive. Every community has about 10, 20 guys who are peddling in the community. Some are violent and a lot are not violent. But how else are they supposed to survive when the government or the country is not providing none for the people in the inner city community? How do you think people in the inner city live? You know how we live? We live off one another, asking one another. Yeah, that's how we live in the inner city community. We ask one another because no one really get it. So someday you get it and I could give to you, and some days you get it, I could get for you. But for us, unemployment or if anything happening, ain't nothing happening. Every day, I live in Lewis Creek, 20 people is coming to me every day, ask me for money or something. Every day, people come to me, females with young baby, ask me for lunch money for their school, for their daughter's order, help them buy a pair of clocks for their daughter. You understand? Guys coming to me, asking me for breakfast, big man, buy breakfast for his wife. You understand? Or his daughter, so they could go to school. And he shamed me and won't go back home, so he got to come to me. You understand? That's what's going on in our community. This is what's going on right now in the community. Real talk. Ain't nothing happening. The country getting bigger. I think the country has invested over, I said, $3-4 billion, but I heard it's like $10 billion or $11 billion. That'd be a major investment that is being invested in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, right? So there's a lot of money, hey? Pia Global Road, she's stating that there's a lot of jobs that the Ministry of Labor has, but there are so many unqualified Bahamians in the country. So what I'm saying is true. So if we get a lot of unqualified Bahamians in the country and they can't fill these positions, then crime is never gonna decrease in this country. Young man like who got killed the other day, you know, giving his old lady $50, and then she knowing that he is wanted. She know the police is going to come at her son, right? And based on the circumstances that she know her son is involved with, and you can't blame the police on this one, you know, because they were firing on the police. So I don't know all the circumstances, but reading the details, I could tell, like, when there's something sketchy, you know, he was wanted, and he fired at the police. I don't know if he had a gun in him or not, but, you know, in that case, the police is justifiable, unless there's some other type of evidence that comes. You can't expect the police to stand around and someone shooting at him, and he's wanted for armed robbery. That's different from other cases. This, you know, one is justifiable, being honest. And the loss of life, and condolences to the mom and everything, and loss of life to the gentleman who lost his life and everything, condolence goes with, if he has a daughter or a son, goes out to them. But it's an example for young guys to follow. When you live a life, when you lead a life like that, you live a life of debt. And the government has to find a way. They have some of the solutions, but they have to be consistent. But they have to find a way and change their minds. Because that young gentleman who got killed from the police, and I'm not saying he hurt anybody or broke any law, but just say if he have the audacity to be on the run and then shoot at the police, as it is assumed, what you think happened to the people he pulled up on who he was robbing? Could have been someone who got killed. We see on the news. We don't know. We don't know what he was involved with. And all because of the lack of opportunity. And many people might say that's the life he chose. But in this inner city community, these are the only life you could choose when you live in these inner city communities. Because ain't nothing going on positive in these inner city communities. In the day, kids run the streets. So Pierre Govagrol, Michael Atkides, the government of the Bahamas, you guys ain't know what's going on in this country when it comes to behaving people. Right? That's why the statistics was unemployment high year before last. Now, unemployment down because we can't remember why the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, the 5,000, we can't remember why the next 30,000 or 40,000 out there who are unemployed, who want to work, who are out there right now. So people have to do what they can just to survive. You can't blame the young guy out there selling dope. You can't blame the guy who's taking a hit. You wonder why he's taking a hit, because he broke and he needs some money. So the guy on the streets is going to manipulate him. And then he's going to take an innocent behemoth out. Oh, ain't do nobody nothing. You understand? Because this guy has the power. And he has the guy who's going to pull the trigger. So let's take away that trigger. Let's take away that power from the guy. And provide empowerment and give the Bahamas an opportunity. When it comes to farming, education, small business. When it comes to the church assistant. Right? Social service. BTVY in the schools. We need farming introducing schools, any training programs that we have, and let's pay the kids that the government just said that they start paying kids to go to BTVI. We also need to start paying the kids who are in school, because if we want to change the mindset and stop the one of the murders that we're going to have area. See this guy who got killed? Yeah? Who got killed in that area that was just played? To me, he is but dog. He's a Buddha. 200 young men who I know just like that, who was just like him, who were robbing and killing. I ain't saying in any case because he passed me, and I don't want to be disrespectful to his mom because that is the, you heard her said that her son was a thief. But we all know a thief is a murderer, right? And a murderer is a thief. Because so many things could go bad when you're a thief, because when you're breaking someone else or you're breaking someone's car, someone could be home and you get this gun. Because a thief ain't never going nowhere unless he have some type of weapon. Because his job is not to get catch. He don't get catch from the person who he's going to rob, and he don't get catch from the police. So either way, if you think something easy when you're a thief, ain't nothing easy when you're a thief. Because things could go wrong, trust me. Things just go wrong. What looks so simple, looks so easy. Or you will be just going, yeah, we go pull this gun on this person, and this. Yeah, you're going to do this. All you gotta do is stand here. You have to shoot nobody. You didn't even know that when you go approach this poison, how this poison is gonna react. You don't know how to respond to this poison react. When this poison could just panic and bum rush you and then pop, pop. You know, you say, give me the money. Some people panic, oh, some woman, oh, you know, instead of shut up and gun go off. All kind of things go wrong. So a thief is a murderer and a murderer is a thief. And we have to stop so many young men from going down that path. And we have a serious unemployment in our country. Honest respect, and I highly respect Pierre Govagrol. I know she's a government, a member of parliament. She's doing an excellent, excellent job as a minister. Okay, she is doing what she need to do for her constituency. But this year, when the people of the Bahamas, when it comes to what they're talking about is unemployment, Unemployment is the biggest problem we face in this country right now. Because the more people we in power, we could slow down crime in this country. Because people could start to deal with their own respective problems in their own respective community. They could identify at-risk kids and help. If 10 of us and 20 of us as business individuals in our community, we could deal with whoever come to the prison, whoever hot boy, whoever hit man, whoever drug dealer come in the community, we could deal with them and find a solution. Because we have a collective body of strong poison. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside the Inner City.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. Good night.
What's up?
Yes, sir. Good night to you.
Thank you for taking my call. Just wanted to contribute tonight. I want to say, too, I know, of course, that there is a protocol and a lineup of callers. However, I've been waiting for quite some time.
Yes, sir.
To get on your show,
yes,
right?
Sir.
But I just wanted to chime in. I heard you talking about the individuals who would have been on the run from the police, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, the mother that you would have mentioned with respect to her wanting to protect the son, if that's what it was, that's perhaps a natural inclination. But if the boy is saying that, hey, if the young man is saying, hey, I'm not turning myself in, and if he's committing all of these crimes as it relates to stealing and so on and so forth, you know, you made a very valid point just a moment ago, my brother. And you said, you know, Chief is a murderer and the murderers and so on and so on and so forth.
Yes, sir. Dangerous.
One thing resonates with the other. One thing transcends, or one thing goes hand in hand with the other, right? Because you never know what you're going to be facing.
Yes, sir.
And so, you know, my thing is about us trying to, as a society, find ways to galvanize our communities, find ways to ensure that we could have stopgap solutions to ensure that,
yes,
what is happening with our young men,
yes, sir,
is not something that's sustainable, something that is ongoing, something that means that we're going to suffer grievous losses into the future.
Yes, sir.
Because it seems like that's where we're heading.
Yes.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. The partners there. Loud and clear.
It seems like that's where we're heading, man. And so the real and also long and short of it is that we need to be solutions driven. And so I look at, you know, not only what's happening in terms of government and tackling these social ills and tackling these diabolical happenings that we're having right now. We're losing our young men at an unprecedented rate. You feel what I'm saying, my brother?
Yes, sir.
And nobody seems to be, like, sounding the alarm sufficiently so whereby it's a national cry.
Yes, it's
to action.
Yes, yes.
You know,
yes.
And forgive me, I'm a lay person. I may not know any better, but I'm calling a show. So you tell me, you educate me, you let me know.
Well, you're making,
you know,
sense.
Is there a mechanism? Is there a voice? Are there organizations that are saying, hey, let's organize, let's galvanize, let's get ourselves together and say, hey, this is the way forward. This is what we're going to do to drastically affect, impact, and change what is happening with our young men? Or are we just laying back? And again, I'm assuming that your finger is more on the pulse than mine. In other words, you know better than me, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Right? So you tell me, and because I'm concerned, right? I hardly ever call into these shows with an opinion, right?
Yes, sir.
But I'm asking you a question tonight. Where are we?
You want me to tell you honestly, true? I can answer it right now. Honestly, true, sir. The organization that's supposed to be speaking out for crime and poverty for the last 52 years. The two political parties, persons on the ground who speak on their behalf is Mr. Carlos Reed. But, you know, he is more inclined with working with government, you know, which I guess that's the best way to go about things. And, you know, sometimes it separates you from the national issue, you know. But Carlos Reed has been bringing it forward. We had C.B. Moss. He can't do it no more. He's been fighting for so many years. Me personally, I do it my platform, and I'm doing my best to bring awareness by using the airwaves. I use myself, for example, my past life. I use my community. I also is developing my community. I'm not rich. I'm a poor man, but I'm using the little resources I have and the little connection I have to bring resources inside the community to change the mindset and bring opportunity. It's a little slow, but I'm gradually, you know, I'm making progress. But if you ask me overall if there's a national program in the country that are dealing with the crime and poverty, no. PLP is saying it, the FNM is saying it. They have the programs in place, many different programs. If they combine all together and be consistent, and it's Marco Lloyd going off, that's tropical storm. If they combine small business, developing the prison, developing the community, which is going to take at least 20 years, okay? So me, no, sir. I just do my best as a journalist. I do my best as a community leader and the connection I have to bring awareness. But if you ask me, there's no one, no organization in this country that is concerned about crime. They only saying it, but they're not. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside the Inner City.
Good afternoon, Scrooge.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Yeah, everything go late.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Scrooge, you know the real problem is with our schools? The lack of males. Man, M-A-N, not W-M-A-N. Too much W-M-A-N right now, right? Yes. But the real thing is that they have the PTVI that is, they said that it's basically been put on high esteem, at least basically with the rest of the world.
Yes, yes,
right?
Yes. Like, so
okay, now. But that's to manifest properly. In schools, the kids are to be taught, like, technical training, from early, not from 12th grade.
I agree, sir.
Okay. Now, so that means that the schools need to make some way
adjust.
To find somehow to put some of these same young men you be talking about who you basically could get to be like you.
Yes, sir.
To go into them schools and deal with the children. I mean, like, to teach them the technical trade.
Yes.
From early. You
yes.
can't bring that on, no, 13,
12, yes.
14.
Early.
That can't happen.
From primary
it
school.
Could happen, but then it would be much better if kids can get into it at an earlier age so that they can really
not cutting you off.
And to be masters of the trade.
Not to cut you off.
I beg your pardon?
Not to cut you off. In China and Japan, they have a program for the kids. You know, and if you watch China and Japan, they have programs in school for their kids, and they teach them, like, the clean and cook and sweep and all the stuff.
Yeah,
see, that's the kind of programs you have.
You know, I tell you what, they're the programs which you mentioned just now, right?
Yes, sir.
The kids who they say ain't really going up in the grade.
Right, right.
Take those kids, and
right.
you put them. I'll guarantee you that you put those kids inside a technical or vocational stream.
Yes.
From early.
Yes.
And they'll be masters. I'm telling you.
Yes.
I ask you because you know what. Me, as an individual, I started out carpentry as a child on my own.
Yes, sir.
Right? And when I went to CC Sweeting, they were teaching, like, carpentry,
mm-hmm.
metalwork, and carpentry, metalwork, and one other topic.
Body working.
Anyhow, it wasn't that deep, right? But it was enough so that you could really grasp it and say, yeah, I want to do this.
Yes, sir.
Okay? We need more males in the schools, man. Too much women in the schools. Women can't teach no carpentry.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Some of you, and what are you saying? I understand exactly what you're saying. And we need to put it there earlier at your technical traits in school. But you also need to look at Japan and look at China and how what they're doing with their kids. In Japan and China, the girls them only wear white underwear. Imagine that. They only wear white underwear. So you know what that means, right? Okay, they teach them about hygiene in China and Japan. We can take this next call. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside the Inner City.
Hey, Scoogey, how you doing?
Good night to you, sir.
Scoogey, you know, there are several things you said that I totally agree with. When you mentioned the fact that the minimum wage, that is just, that's just a government policy for government agencies.
That's right.
Most of the, I was having this discussion with Dwight one time, and I said, you know, a lot of people could, they could drop out of school and they go to the hotel. The hotel don't ask them for no PJCs or nothing like that. They could be a waiter, a steward, or whatever it is, right? They ain't got no PJCs, but they make $400, $500, $600, $700
That's right. That's right.
You know, and they don't need to finish no school, and the whole detail, the hotel has requirements. Fine. The hotel, I work in the hotel. Yes. And the hotel had no requirements for hiring, you know what I mean? But, you know, the fact that, and a lot of those private companies out there, they, some one of the persons who works to the one of the number houses, say they start them off at like $350.
Yes, right, private different. Private different.
So this they don't pay. The government need to bring up their
minimum wage. That's the truth. I understand that. I understand when I talk to the business people, they tell me that. They say, you think we pay our staff $260? No, I said, no man, Valentino, I pay my staff $600. I said, huh? No, that's the government standpoint, so that's how I get to learn.
Yeah,
I'm getting to learn about stuff.
Yeah, a lot of these people, they pay much more.
Yes,
And that's what when the government was talking about this, that didn't really apply to a lot of them.
Yes.
Because a lot of them were already paying their staff more than $260.
Because government has paid their staff $260.
Yeah. And the other thing, what you talked about, you know, we talked about this even 52 and I, that, you know, the government has a lot of programs, you know.
Yes, sir.
But it's not really reaching the people.
No, it's not reaching the people.
You asking for all kinds of stupidness, but if people didn't even finish school, no, they ain't got all of these things and these things like that. You know, you need to have this. Some of them don't even know if they have no bank account. They don't have no documents.
That's
the other day when the Minister of National Security was trying to get documents for the criminals.
Yes.
Passports and stuff like that. You know, I tell them to have key to this. I tell them to copyright that and all kinds of things. You know, bring these things into the community.
Yes.
Bring BTVI. Grab these fellas and you know who on the streets and you train them.
You train them.
You know, but they don't want to do it. They got a national apprentice program and spending all this money on this and that and all kind of foolishness, but it's not reaching.
It's not reaching.
Who would need to reach? That's why the crime will never go down. Like you said, these young fellas, what are they gonna do? They drop out of school. They ain't got no. And I'm not saying that, you know, anybody should turn to crime, right? But you need to have program. The government say they go clear, hold, and bill. Which one of them they on now? Which one they on? Huh?
Go ahead, sir. Oh Lord. Right, that's it. Call us, you're all doing a wonderful job tonight. We can take this next call. Go ahead, call you. You're on Inside Inner City on Guardian Radio. You hear the caller? Yeah, they left. But let me just say this. We're going to take a break. The guys who are selling dope, the guys who are having hits, they're taking hits because that's the profession they take on out there because we have allowed them to go into these fields. Let's take it away. Take it away from the guys out there with power, okay? And let us give them some different power, where we take the mindset that you don't even need to be a hitman, you don't need to be a drug dealer, you know, we have give them different options out there so they can make a living, where they see something differently. You know, we've been seeing all of this same stuff over and over in the country, so people are programmed to go sell drugs, so there's nothing else to do. The girls going selling their body out there for $40, $50 because there's nothing else to do, and they're beautiful, huh? So we even confusing them. We're talking so much about the guys, but the girls are in a way worse position than the guys. You know what I mean? Why do sexual transmitted diseases are rising in the country? Okay, my producers, they're talking too much. We have to take a break, so please don't go away. We'll be right back on Inside Inner City after the break.
Don't take no back talk, no drive, no joke. If you're fine,
girl, you see how Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman, does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call a text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328 tips or 328-8477, or when we in the island, call toll free at 300 tips or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone, so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Nothing beats a Chicchani challenge. On September 27th, we're bringing the action, a 5K course packed with 20 thrilling obstacles. Start and finish at Fusion Superplex with energy, fun and excitement all around. First time? No problem. Try the Chicchani Light version, built just for beginners. Got kids? Ages 3 to 7 can take on their very own Chicchani Kids Challenge. And this year, we're turning 10. So grab your team, mark your calendar, and come celebrate with us. Visit ChicchaniChallenge.com to sign up today. Thanks to our sponsors, Fusion Superplex, Guardian Radio 96.9, Kalina, RBC, Advantage Insurance, Party Pilots Rentals and Events, Fincastle Media Group, Powerade, Calic, and Art of Graphics.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
We're back. So, I got a message earlier from my friend Elroy Bryce. Well, bless up again to Omar, businessman. On Wolf Road there, sign place. You get some nice, beautiful signs by the sign place down there on Wolf Road. Two doors down from Super Wild U. So my friend Elroy, he gave me a ride here. And he said, he read the newspaper and see on his Facebook account that the president of the Crystal Council, Bishop Fernando, he responded to a gig gathering, I think it's the Pride, and he was responding to it, and he said that, they have rights, the only problem the church had is when they tried to use the University of the Bahamas compound to have their gathering. So he said, he's speaking, I don't know if he's speaking for God or he's speaking for himself, or I don't know what's going on with these pastors nowadays, because, the other day he said that some preachers are hypocrites, Now he, Elroy was saying, we both said that, he said that persons who are gay, they have rights, you should not say nothing like that, Bishop, because you're a man of God, you read the Bible, and you contradicting yourself. I am saying to you, personally for my friend Elroy Bryce, that as a man of God, you know, everyone has the right to live the way they want to live, right? But as far as rights, the only rights are human rights, right? There's no other rights besides human rights, all right? If someone want a pleasure with an ex species, male with male, or female, or male with cow, or horse, or woman with horse, or what these people is be dealing with around the world. Some of these people sick in their brains, and, you know, they just want to do what they want. They have no respect for God, and they expect normal people to step aside and say that, you know, they have rights. Yeah, they have rights. You could do what you want in the Carmel of the Bahamas, you know, because when I'm having sex, hey, Wally, when I'm having sex, I have my room, right? I don't go in the public. I don't want to hold hands in the streets, okay? Because holding hands in the streets, I feel, is not necessary. I think we should do it inside. Well, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with holding hands, but that's how I feel. I feel that anything that is private should be held in the bedroom. You understand? So if people, especially the president of Christian Concept, because he got scrutinized for when he said a few months ago that the church is a hypocrite. Man of God is not fair men and criticism. And you're the president of Christian Council, and you're saying that they have rights. Like I said, I'm not discriminating against nobody. All right? Nobody. But I've seen the damage of kids being adopted from individuals, you know, and they use kids as sex toys in their relationship, whether they adopted the kids or what. All right? So I'm just saying they changed their masculine. You understand? And for the president of the Christian Council to say that they have rights, that means you boy chief, but some of y'all, I know some of y'all boys head wide open. You see me, I's a guy on the streets, and I can speak the truth. All right? I can speak the truth. Huh? And no one can get me to don't speak the truth. You understand? If I see something's wrong and I know it's wrong, I ain't gonna say it's right. I can say it's wrong. You might not like what I say. I can say it in a nice way, but you might not like what I have to say, but I can say it. And Bishop, you're wrong for that, sir. You're wrong for that. You got a call on the line.
Hey, Scrooge, yeah, what did he ever say? He had to go to bed. But I just want to say this before I go. You know, Scrooge, a lot of these government contracts that the government give up to these contractors, they don't hire behemoths, you know.
Mm.
Go on these contractors' job and see what doing the work. I've been trying to give them a couple of little jobs for some guys in my community of St. Barnabas on this building, what they built by NIB. The man say, oh, when they come out and they finish with the foundation, when they did, but you got people working, but they ain't Bahamians. The government need to go deal with that.
Yes,
tell them carry their hip on these jobs and see who is working. Maybe the unemployment rate will go up. Because ain't no migrants unemployed, you know. Yes. Ain't none of them looking for work. Mm. Only Bahamians unemployed.
They connected. They is going to help one another.
You know, I live in the inner city. Right? And I see these people coming in. I saw one daughter today. I went to the shop to buy some, you know, they sell out their house. And I see him all white up. I say, oh, what happened to you? Oh, he been to work.
Mm-hmm.
I say, work? Mm. Oh, yeah, he been to work. But they come and they working.
Mm.
They working. So it's the slack government that got the unemployment up.
Yes,
if immigration would go and do its job and go check these people out, just maybe,
yes, sir,
would be employed.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. And again, you know, in all due respect, you know, I have respect for the church. I respect for politicians. I respect for the elderly. I respect for the young. I'm not a disrespectful person, but I speak the truth. Bishop, do you understand what you said? You heard say with your mouth? I hope you understand what you're trying to tell the nation. So these are your words that we repeat. You know, we support. A lot of us don't look for leadership from the church, you know. You know why? Because we watch the leaders. And when the leaders say things and do things, you know, this is what has run people away from politics. This is what has run them away from religion. This will run people away from relationship. You know, it only takes a few words what a woman could say to a man, and it's completely over. Don't care how much he could love that woman. That woman only have to say certain things to him, like, you never do nothing for me. And knowing this man did all this for her and loved her and et cetera. Same vice versa, the woman could have did the same thing for the man. Okay? You understand? And you say, and they, you know, so it's vice versa, man and woman treating one another. The man treating the woman good, and she taking advantage of him. The woman treating the man good, and he taking advantage of a good man and a good woman in a relationship where they're taking advantage of. And then when the relationship, you know, as much as this person love you, you say to them, you, that's why I tell money. You ain't doing nothing for me. Why should you like me? All this come out. And after that, that's it. You understand? That's it. So, like I say, you're running away people from God, because persons like that who hold in high authority can never speak. Keep him more close. Don't say nothing, eh? If you don't want to speak about the people having their event, you don't speak on it, all right? But don't say they have rights, all right? Don't say they have rights. I mean, the world is giving them rights. The UN is giving them rights. And you're hearing Trump. As bad as Trump is, Trump's doing some things good, some things bad. You're hearing Trump addressing global warming. He's saying there's no such thing as global warming. We heard Vladimir Putin say there's no such thing as global warming. Trump is telling you now that he was tired and all. He's talking about the drug pharmacy that is poisoning people around the world and the bombers and all this stuff. You hear Donald Trump is talking about these things. Huh? You already listening to what the president is saying now when Vladimir Putin was saying it from Russia. Everyone wasn't listening. Now, Trump, in the second term, when you serve two terms in America, you get more documents, you know, because one-term president don't get all the documents. That's just like Perry Christie. You know, he served one time as prime minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, and he lost the election. He couldn't get his pension unless he served a two-term. So he don't get his two-term because he won this pension. You know, he won us. See, again, we as a company. You don't believe we as a company? Okay, we have a former prime minister, right? Done retire. Him and Hubert Ingram, right? If we're not a company. How come they collect taxes, right? From us, me and Wally and all us who pay light bill, gas bill, cable bill, and all these bills. You know where the money going for? To pay them who retired. They just get like $150,000 a year, you know, Perry Christie and Hubert Ingram, because they served two terms as prime minister in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. You know who's paid that? Us. That's why I tell you we's a company. So the government out there taxes everything. Everything from license to water bill to your cable bill, to your driver's license, to your insurance, to your truck. All these things is designed because we are a company, and me and you is what you call the customers. All right? Just like when you go to the police station, you put in a complaint. You know that when you go and put in a complaint, right? That when they put in a complaint, that's like a food store. Because now the police got to look at these individuals, right? The police got to use their gas, to use their resources to go pick this individual up. Now, when this individual get picked up, this individual's family got to bring food to the station. Not only that, this individual got to get a lawyer. So now it's everything is a business. Even do, but that's it. I tell you, when they sit down, I listen to them people around the table. They couldn't believe it. My mouth drop wide, Wally. This is a business. All these would branch off in the Caribbean, where you're in Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago. These are colonies, and these are companies. That's why the prime minister, the executive. And watch this. Let me tell you what these companies. There can be no king in none of the Caribbean countries or in America. You know why? Because there's an agreement signed that the highest position you can get is prime minister or president. Or governor, but you could never, ever be a king in the Bahamas or anywhere around the world that the British Empire or the French Empire has access to, even though we get independent. This is a corporation. So what are we looking for? So like the white people tell me, the rich people in this country tell me, get a stake in your land. Real estate, business, creative mind thinking. It's the only way it's going to set you up out of this. Other than that, You is a tax payer, and taxpayer means you are a customer. That's why we go to BTC. That's why we go to BPL. That's why we go to water and sewage to pay these bills, even though these are government companies. See, you heard the government and the prime minister them state that we would have free light. Remember that was one. Listen now, let me explain something to you. You know, they can give you free light, you know. The government could take away all the bills that Bahamian pay every day. And all the revenue coming in the country, they can pay off all the Bahamian light bills. Because it's a government company. You understand what I'm saying? That's why they say we could stop letting people pay light bill. But they decided because of the revenue, because of the billions it bring in every year that they talk to the Bahamian people with. And what BPL is, a company. And what the government of Obama says, that's a company. But the money goes to the government. You understand the BPL? See, that's why I tell your people, it is a company. I sit down and I learn. Listen to me, Bahamian people. Go read the business section. Talk to a lot of people who are in the business and you'd see this company, this place, the Bahamas, okay, is a company. So when you're watching Dallas, when we watched Dallas a long time with JR and all this stuff, that's how we set up in this country. Go. And if the government want change, they're going to invest and bring it to the people in the inner city community. Bring small business. Bring Bomzy. Bring the housing project that what they're doing now, that Keith Bell is doing a great job of surveying and building houses for residents in the country. And I heard that the Free National Movement said that if they won the election, they would build close to 1,000 to 2,000 homes every year. And this is what we need from a government, 1,000 to 2,000 homes every year. Because we have a growing population of Bahamians in this country. You know, that just talks. But see, they know exactly what they're supposed to do, because any government that comes into power, Wally, know with a growing population, knowing that we just had a hurricane, we see all those people were displaced. We're supposed to use that, knowing that we ain't even have shelters, right? We're supposed to use that and look at the development and say, hey, we need to build 500 houses over here, 1,000 here, in Andres, 2,000 in Andres, 2,000 in Tingham, you understand? So that we have options in the country. So that's the music playing. I guess our time is short. We have about 2-3 more minutes. And I want to thank the callers who call in. You guys contributed great to the show. And I always say, this show is all about finding solutions for the country's problem. And again, it was not a talk on Minister Pia Global Road. Pia Global Road. She is doing an excellent job. It was not a talk on Michael Akitas or the government. It was just to say that you guys are doing it on your end, and you all feel you're being very effective. I cannot blame you for that. But unemployment in inner city is at an all-time high, and people are suffering around this country. The statistics to prove it. We had a 13-year-old burning down in a house. Okay? We had two young boys that are read in the newspaper that were left unattended. They were found eating out the garbage. Okay? And their father was not a Bahamian citizen. So they arrested him for neglect. Now what they're going to do with these two kids? Are they going again? Are they going to send the father home? And the government is going to take these kids. All these kids are behaving. So we don't know what we're going to have. But so we're in some serious trouble. But just to show you, again, a few months ago in Bantan, we had an exhaust catch fire because the kids them were using candle. Okay? We had a young girl the other day that a few people sponsored a car because they saw her walking in the rain. And a gentleman saw her. And kudos to him. And he went and he stopped her. And he helped her get a car and assist her with some food items for a kid. You know, things are tough in the country. And we have a lot of illegal immigrants in the country taking a lot of jobs away from Bahamians living here. You know, things are tough. You know, understand? Tough. And again, to the President of the Christian Council, Mr. Fanana, keep it more closer. Because you look like you don't respect God, you respect man. Because the comment you gave that say, people them have rights. Show us what rights they have, more rights than us. Again, I'm not discriminating. I'm them naturally. And get no more rights than me and you. Right? Because when I go over the court, before the court, I go as a man. And when you go to before the court, you go as a woman. You understand? So I hope you enjoy the show. I'm Valentino Brown, host of the talk show Inside the NSC at Mamez every Friday at 6:30 at 8 p.m. My producing studio is Wally. And I'd like to say good night to everyone who tuned in. Good night, enjoy, and be safe.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro. Right between Reston and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blank check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days break till it grieve me. Way I doing the best I can, trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro. Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely find smoke. Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro. Dayton, I say up and running. Charlie Brown say my show boy don't ever give in. 7 years of farming, watch the crops them come in. True they see a humble thing, the lion sleeping. But they ain't for no reason, reason. Only Jah that I believe in, living. Watch them only pass through for a season, season. Cutlass, I go weed them, weed them. I represent the ghetto people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro. Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely find smoke. Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro. Bro, bro.
Oh, my son, that boy, what happened? Straight to the Dayton, boy, from Dayton. What are you doing to me, man? Oh, look. Again?
I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro. Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely find smoke. Dayton, bro. Boy, I from Dayton, bro.